You are now listening to the IELTS podcast.
Hello there, IELTS students. I hope it's going good. Thanks for joining us. There's thousands and thousands of downloads now every week. It's getting quite big. It's quite exciting. So what I decided to do for this episode was to basically shut up a little bit. And what I'm going to do is just do a mock speaking. It's questions with just like the IELTS speaking, but with blank spaces in between. So you can just answer, and you can, maybe if you're on the train, you can just pretend what you would say. But if you're in the kitchen cooking there or preparing, or if you're eating, you can talk aloud, like Alejandro did on the, like how he practiced in the other episode. So, and basically I'm just asking questions, and then I'll leave 5 or 6 seconds. If you feel that you want to speak longer, just press pause. If not, just follow the guidelines. It's only a rough estimate, okay? If you can make it to the end, perfect. This is a shorter one. I think in total it's about 9 minutes or something like that, which is roughly around the guidelines. If you're not managing to make it to the end of the question, and there's big blank spaces, maybe you might want to consider having a look at expanding your answers. And if you're still worried, remember that on the website there is an evaluation service where you can send in your an MP3 of your recording, and a qualified teacher would look at that and say, okay, you need to improve your pronunciation, or you need to work on this, or you need to change your vocabulary. And you'll get plenty of advice there. Okay, right then, thank you for listening, and good luck in this IELTS mock speaking test. May I see your photo identification, please? All right, thank you. And can I just check your name? Yeah, did I pronounce it correct? Are you working or are you a student? Right then. What do you do? Is there anything that you specifically like about your work? Awesome. Excellent. Now, why did you choose this job? Now, could you tell me what is your typical day like at work, please? Now, can I just ask you a few questions about your future plans, please? What are your plans for your next holiday? Excellent. Now, do you have any plans to travel or to live abroad? Very good. Okay then. Now, I'm going to give you a topic card. Okay. Well, I'd like you to choose it and prepare your talk. Okay. And then I'll ask some questions about it afterwards. Imagine the examiner has given you a card. The title is Your Best Friend. The instructions are describe your best friend. You should say how you first met, how long you were friends, and what you usually do together. Also, explain why you like this person. Once again, your best friend. describe your best friend, you should say how you first met, how long you've been friends, and what you do together. Explain why you like this person. I'll give you about 3 minutes now, 3 or 4 minutes, for you to talk, and then I'll start with the questions again. Thank you. Now, I'm just going to ask you a few questions relating to your talk. Is your friend possibly closer than some family members? Would you be able to find a similar friend if you changed where you live? We've been talking about friends, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this topic. First, let's consider relationships. Do you think people's values regarding friendship have changed over the years in your country? What do you think of these changes? Do you see it as an improvement? Do you think this will change in the future or stay the same? Could you expand on that point, please? Okay, we can finish there. Thank you for doing the whole mock speaking with me. I hope this is valuable for you. I hope it's been good practice. If you've got any questions, send me an email. I'm more than happy to respond. Make sure you sign up to the email list. There's loads more tips and loads more advice, and you get plenty more podcasts as well. And yeah, if you're studying on your own and you're not going to an academy and all this stuff, then you're not actually alone, because there's thousands and thousands of other students doing exactly the same every day, sending me emails, studying at home, writing essays, talking to themselves in the kitchen. We're all doing it, so it's okay. The important thing is to move and to actually do it, not just think about it. So keep going, and yeah, send me an email. All the best. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTSpodcast.com.